When we speak about Rosh Hashanah, we speak about Malchus. Hashem Melech, HaMelech HaKadosh becomes the one big insertion into Shemoneh Esrei, that Shemoneh Esrei would have to be repeated. If you forget, HaMelech, if we could focus throughout all the davening of Yom Ne'irayim, just on all the times the word Melech comes up in the regular davening, that would already be a tremendous step in the right direction of understanding what the Yom Ne'irayim is about. However, we have to keep in mind, Malchus Hashem is not about this wonderful, nice, flowery, majestic, royal picture of a king on a crown somewhere up in the heavens. Malchus is actually the lowest sphera. Malchus is what expresses that Hashem's royalty, majesty, control, and power has practical implications in the actual world. Of course, Hashem is the king of the world, but only Klal Yisrael actually enacts it by following His will. And this is what we ask and pray that, we're asking for the day to be very soon, that V'nitzkav Hashem Levadoi, everybody, the entire world will recognize Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlech, and Hashem Echad. That's the whole, grand finale of Aleinu Shabeach, is that everyone, Yakir V'yedu, Kol Yashvei Zevel. Malchus is about the practical application of Hashem's majesty, control, and power in the world by the fact that the subjects and the creations are all following His will. So an extremely important part of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Ne'irayim, and truly all of our Avodas Hashem is being Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemayim. This is a Chiv Deiraisa that we have every single day, and that is to say Kriyashma. But not just to say Kriyashma. The Chiv of Kriyashma is to say Kriyashma with a Kabbalas Oil, which means taking upon ourselves the responsibility, the oil, the yoke, the responsibility that comes with the fact that Hashem is Melech. That's not just about reading the words of Shema and thinking, wow, Hashem is one in the seven heavens and the four directions of the world. Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim is something they're accepting upon your shoulders. It's a responsibility, somewhat of a headache. It's binding. And therefore, it's something to really, really focus on the next few days coming into Rosh Hashanah, to properly be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim by Kriyashma and through the rest of our activities and everything that we do. It should be nicker, it should be recognizable, Yakiru V'yedu Kol Yashvei Zevel, through our actions, our deeds, our character, the way we walk, talk, dress, etc., our midos, should all reflect the fact that we are Avdei Hashem, subjects of His tremendous, tremendous majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A very important thing to keep in mind with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is a halakha, the Shai Tshuva speaks about it at length, and that is, if somebody keeps all of Torah except for one thing, he has one issue, Lashon Hara is not his thing. Bittul Torah, like in the middle of learning it, he'll just interrupt. Or perhaps Tzinias, perhaps, bugs in the water, that's not my thing. Whatever it might be, something that is Aser, you know it's an Avera. You know it's a sin. You know that something is a mitzvah. And you just don't do it because, it's not my thing. That, says Rabbeinu Yoina and all the Svarim, is called a mumar ledavar echad. It's not a person who knows it's important, tries to do it, but fails here and there. It's a person who just gives up and he says, this doesn't talk to me. That mitzvah is not for me. I don't do that. I don't do that mitzvah. I don't keep that avera. I'm not shomer, whatever it is. And when a person does that, says Rabbeinu Yoina, he doesn't really have malchus upon him. A slave that has a master can't choose and say, if he asks me to do the dishes, no, sorry, I don't do dishes. If he asks me to do laundry, no, I don't do laundry. That is not a slave, and that is not a master. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim includes everything. And if there's one single avera excluded that the person is always faulty in because he doesn't really care much for it and he doesn't think it talks to him, that's not Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And in certain regards, he has a din like an apikoros, somebody who's denying the fact that God's in power and in control. Let's all be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim in every detail. Have a good Kibbutz Yard.